Senator Gore, scene one, take one, sound one.
Senator, how important is it that we have some tax reforms?
Well, Mr. Smith, I think the greatest inequity in our society now, injustice in our society, are the inequities in our tax law. It is extremely important. It's important from the standpoint of equity and justice as between taxpayers. But I think it's important also from the standpoint of public morale and public compliance with the tax laws. Our tax law is based essentially upon voluntary compliance. Millions of citizens make their returns and make them honestly. If the public loses confidence in the fairness and impartiality and equity of our tax law and tax policy, then it endangers the whole fabric of compliance with the tax law. Other nations have had most unfortunate experiences in that regard, France particularly.
What are some of the main inequities you think that exist in the tax structure?
Well, I think it must, the answer to that question must be discussed both from the standpoint of inequities and unrealities on the one hand and abuses and favoritism on the other. Perhaps the most unrealistic and inequitable single provision in our tax law now is the exemption, personal exemption, of only $600 for each taxpayer and his dependent. The $600 is utterly unrealistic now. The cost of living has so increased. The cost of sending the child through school is so much greater now than when this personal exemption was fixed that this is utterly unrealistic. And this is one reason why I think if we should have a tax, a general tax reduction, the advisability of which I doubt, then at least we should begin there. However, insofar as the threat to the moral fabric of our whole tax structure, I think the closing of loopholes of tax favoritism would be more important.
Could you give me an example of one the public could easily follow?
Well, the abuse of expense accounts is perhaps one of the largest, if not the very largest, source of abuse. Another is the restricted stock option by which many corporate insiders enrich themselves without paying normal tax rates, indeed in many instances without paying any tax at all at any time. There are many others that I could cite, percentage depletion on oil which and gas, which has no relationship to the depletion of the natural resource at all. It's purely a formula for tax reduction.
Do you have any idea how America's tax structure compares with that of other comparable nations like those in Europe in equity? We have greater inequities or fewer?
Well, I dare say they are plagued with their own inequities, too. I believe I would have to give it more study to give you an assessment of the comparative inequities of the tax laws. Perhaps ours is the better. I would be prepared to stand on that until I was shown otherwise.
Now, what chance do you think there is for some kind of tax reform? I know the president has started it. He's introduced a bill, but it doesn't seem to be prospering.
Well, I must say I have been most discouraged. I have been working and studying and speaking now for about 3 years to close one loophole that needs closing very badly, one that affects our national interests most adversely, that is the preferential tax treatment of income earned abroad. United States industry spent $4.5 billion in Western Europe last year. Now, this is not all because of the tax advantages, the tax subsidy they obtain by investing abroad, but a part of it is. I surely think that we should remove from the law a reward for a concern that builds a factory in Italy, say, instead of Massachusetts or some other state. At least we shouldn't penalize people who provide industrial development in our own country by continuing this tax subsidy for the movement of industry and jobs abroad. And yet in the pending bill to which you referred, the president's recommendation in this regard has been torn apart. There's little left of it, and I have been most discouraged by this outcome. I doubt, Howard, if we will have a thoroughgoing tax reform until the American people awake to the abuses, to the inequities, to the unfairness of the practice and the provisions of the law which special interests protect. Perhaps it is through programs such as this that public opinion can be aroused. It is only from an aroused public opinion that we will be able to secure adequate tax reform.
Senator, I've heard it said that if we close some of the more glaring loopholes and end some of the more glaring inequities, we could actually lower taxes and still receive the same revenue we're receiving today.
Oh, I think that's unquestionably true. Unquestionably true. Yes, I think it's true. Perhaps we would have even more revenue.
Can we cut? I think that's the point that...